From Boilers to Biotech. The main image is a black and white photograph from the 1890s showing Hodge Boiler Works workers posing on the street outside of their shop. About 50 workers are pictured in front of an enormous Scotch marine boiler. The metal boiler stands nearly 18 feet tall, with its circular face angled toward the camera. Hodge boilers like this one powered many coastal steamships and ferries along the eastern seaboard in the late 19th century. Hodge Boiler Works was a metalworking shop that operated in East Boston for 130 years, weathering more than a century of change. When Ebenezer Hodge founded the business in 1864, it was surrounded by shipyards that built and repaired wooden sailing ships. But Hodge's business was based on a new technology that would soon make wooden shipyards obsolete, iron steamships. Hodge specialized in building marine boilers that powered steamships, even supplying boilers to retrofit wooden sailing ships. After Ebenezer Hodge's death in 1891, his business partner, John Lynch, assumed ownership of the company. The business would remain in the Lynch family for four generations. By the early 1900s, Hodge Boiler was manufacturing water towers, boilers to heat buildings, and boilers for steam trains. As steam engines in turn became obsolete, the company transitioned to building autoclaves, containers that can withstand high temperature and pressure. Autoclaves are used for aircraft manufacturing, sterilizing hospital equipment, and many other purposes. Although Hodge Boiler was remarkably resilient, the East Boston shop closed in the mid-1990s, part of a broader decline in manufacturing in New England. There are four small images on the lower panel of the sign. From left to right, the first image is a black and white photograph from 1931, showing two cylindrical boilers loaded onto a barge at the Hodge Boiler Works docks, ready for transport. Originally located a quarter mile away on Liverpool Street, Hodge Boiler Works moved to this harbor front site in 1902. Next is a color photograph from the 1980s showing 24 Hodge Boiler Works workers and customers posing outside the shop in front of a large, newly built industrial autoclave. The bright blue cylindrical autoclave is about 12 feet tall. The next image is a black and white photograph showing the delivery of a special hyperbaric operating chamber to Boston Children's Hospital in 1964. The cylindrical metal chamber is loaded on the back of a flatbed truck. Built by Hodge Boiler Works, the operating chamber was a major technological advance, allowing surgeons to safely perform life-saving corrective heart surgery on infants for the first time. The last image is a black and white photograph showing the hyperbaric operating chamber installed inside the hospital. The brightly lit interior of the dome-shaped chamber can be seen through the open door. To the right of the door, a collection of pipes, pumps, and pressure gauges are fixed to the side of the chamber.